two amendments. That's the typewriting on the top, says 39-7-2. Look on page 2, section 5. We want to use that language that was in dash 2. We inadvertently and...
Give me just a minute. Dick, what are you missing?
Well, I don't have a copy of the dash 5.
Oh, here. My gosh.
What line is it?
We're on, now he's speaking from 3097-2, the engrossed dash 2.
On line 42. Line 42. We've made changes, and we're just going to use the changes as you see them there. It was left out of the Benner draft. Mm-hmm. We also, if you turn back to section 9, page 5, line 27, to be consistent with the Trahearne bill, we've inserted the word approved instead of developed. And in section 10, that would be page 8, line 10, we've done the same thing again. Inserted, scratched, developed, and put in the word approved to be consistent with the training bill. So in essence, all this committee did in the last hour, but it was a Herculean task, was make the change in dash 5 on such secondary land the commission deemed appropriate, and we're adding back in those three neat little changes from dash 2 in section 5, 9, and 10.
Now let me ask you to reference that. Do you then need 11 and 12 of the other bill?
That's in five.
Okay, that's in five. We added a couple of words in there.
Good work.
Yeah. All right. In summary, then, I would say that having done all this, another thing, another issue that was raised by the committee earlier was an issue of a possible sunset. We had some further discussion on that, and there was just general agreement. We didn't see any need for it.
Okay.
And so we just all said, forget it on that deal. Now, and in final comment, after having reached these conclusions, Mr. Ross made the comment that it was his preference, and he believed, and I guess he believed he was echoing the sentiments of the commission, I suppose. I don't know, but certainly he was speaking for himself, saying that he would prefer that we get definitions satisfactory that would simply be good enough on any secondary resource lands, you know, and something that they've been working on for some time. We're not there yet. And I replied that if we have this much agreement, and that may very well be all we get, fine, and let's proceed on this. If, on the other hand, in the next couple of weeks, before any further action takes place on this and it gets over to the other house, if we get any breakthrough on that, that certainly I considered that a worthy purpose and would have no objection to, you know, further tinkering to accomplish that.
But this, in any case, says the policy indication is there.
Yes.
Some of these lands,
yes,
would be appropriate, but
yes,
they will then, in effect, determine the specifics.
Mr. Ross hadn't come up with the language. He'd been working all day. He was looking at different suggestions. For example, we might prohibit on interstate highways, not state highways, but interstates like 5 and so on. We might prohibit on or require certain screening from roads, some sandy type things. We'll leave that up to them. If they can find it on the Senate side, we'll go to work again.
I said, philosophically, I think that's a worthy objective. Right. And if that can be achieved, fine.
Well,
but if we can't, then here we are. Let's go with what we have, which is acceptable.
Well, it still leaves it. We got it open. It can be closed at some point. There's no great damage if it isn't for a short period of time.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if you're ready for the motion.
Chairman. Let's take it just a minute, Representative Anderson. Representative Parkinson.
One question to our attorney, I guess, Mel C. It just appeared to me, being a non-attorney, that there's a basic conflict on this new set of Dash 5 amendments on line 14 of the first page, where we say, on such secondary lands as the commission deems appropriate. Then we turn the page, and it says the commission shall consider whether destination resorts should be permitted. Is that a conflict or not? One thing you say shall be if the commission deems appropriate, and then the other place it says the commission shall consider whether they should be. How will somebody interpret that a year from now?
Sue, can you understand what you're saying?
Representative Parkinson, yeah, I can see your confusion. I think it came from the hasty drafting. There could be some difficulty there. I'm not sure there will be.
Mr. Chairman, it might make it more onerous, but we could say the commission shall determine where destination resorts. No? No, it puts it right back, takes it away from the local.
Representative Parkinson, you might want to delete Section 11, and I'm not sure that you'll do any violence to the bill at all, because you have the commission making a determination in 6 already, which they weren't making before. Now you've put that determination right in that subsection 6. If you took out Section 11, in other words, delete lines 14 through 17 in the Dash 5, I think it would take care of it, and I would renumber Section 12 to read Section 11.
Okay. Right. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Parkinson.
Would that be satisfactory to Mr. Benner?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy with it.
Good.
Better get to be real close, right?
Really?
How smoothly this goes.
That's great.
Something about Friday afternoon. The only thing about that we're happy with is not Thursday.
Thursdays are bad.
What do you call that? Frenzy?
That's a feeding frenzy.
Feeding frenzy.
Feeding frenzy. All right. Someone else had a question before we got to Representative Anderson.
Andy was making a motion.
Okay, go ahead with your motion, Andy.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Legislative Council Dash 5 with the following change: delete Section 11. Renumber 12-11.
Right.
That would be one motion. Do you want to...
Why don't we take that first? Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, why don't we accept that? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we incorporate the sections of Dash 2 that are found in Section 5, 9, and 10.
Repeat that again, Andy.
We incorporate from the Dash 2 amendments the changes that are found in Section 5, 9, and 10.
Yeah, those are the Dash 2 and 5.
5 is a very short one, which defines what we're talking about. 9 and 10 are the Traherne changes.
Okay.
All right. Any disagreement with that? Any problem? Okay. Representative Sella.
I didn't like the Traherne amendments. I voted against them.
All right. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Fair enough.
All right.
The clerk will note the representative disagree with that amendment. Okay. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3097 as amended for a 2-pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Parkinson.
Just so I know what I'm doing, was there a...
Move that first.
Were the other Dash two amendments incorporated into it? You only mentioned two or three changes.
Yeah, just these.
My question, I guess, like on page one on my hand engrossed, I have one that says at least 48 weeks per calendar year that was deleted and 42 put in, but on this other it says 48 and insert 45.
Mr. Chairman,
we agreed
on that. I neglected that, telling you that.
But where does that show up? I think it was in part of your point. This is on the.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's right. That needs to be done. Thanks for that.
Okay.
It's in
the dash 5. All right. So if we understand it, then the House Bill 3097. With the dash 5 amendments, with the one change we made, deleting section 11, and then the second amendment was what, Andy? Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I guess I object to that, too.
To which?
Dropping 48 down to 42.
45, I mean.
Pardon?
I believe.
It was
45.
It was 45. The compromise is 45, is that not correct?
Yes.
48 to 45. Okay. Everyone understands what we've done and where we are at this point. You don't have to agree on it, you just understand. All right, Representative Anderson.
I'll repeat my motion.
Okay.
Would move House Bill 3097 as amended to the floor of the DuPont.
All right, it's been moved to House Bill 3097 as amended to the floor with the group pass. For any further discussion? Now, if the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Brea.
No.
Representative Egan.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
No.
Chair. All right. Mr. Vagrant, you have a bill? Yes, Representative Parkinson.
Would it be reasonable to request a committee administrator, as soon as she gets the hot copies from LC, to distribute them to the committee?
Yes, that'd be fine.
I'd kind of like to work it.
We'll do that.
I can show it to you.
Yeah, fine. I want to thank you. Really thank all of you.
Bang the gavel, Mr. Chair.
Dick?
Bang the gavel.
Representative Agnew will carry the bill. Now, if you'd rather have Representative Anderson, I don't really care. All right, Mr. Agnew. I think she'll back you up this stage, won't you, Andy?
Sure.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your service and your time, Mike. All right. With that, the hearing is, the session is adjourned. Wish you all a good weekend.
Oh.